I'm Sandy Brown Jensen. Welcome to Viz City.
And I'm Terry Waite. Today we're going to focus on the Jacobs Gallery at the Hult Center here in Eugene. But before that, I wanted to just mention the fact that I visited Bend recently. Hadn't been to Bend for a while. Well, Boy, was I surprised.
I was at Lake Paulina just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, you went through it. Had very little time to spend there, but looked around quickly and was really pleased to see galleries thriving. Mockingbird Gallery there on Wall Street has been there for over 20 years. Was happy to see one of my favorite artists who actually lives in Eugene, Dan Chen.
Yes.
Very nice gallery, very spacious. Then right behind the Mockingbird is a brand new gallery called Paul Scott. A little more modern, I think. They were just barely setting up there and getting, I think we were in there the first day. So some promise there. And then down in the old mill district there in Bend is the Art Collective. It's either Tumalo or Tumalo. I'm not sure.
I couldn't say.
Art Company. And it's a cooperative. There are about 26 artists. So when you go in there and talk to the person in the gallery, it will be an artist because that's the way it operates. Lots of nice stuff. Boy, it was really fun looking around Bend.
Well, I'm jealous. I'm going to have to get over there.
Yeah. Okay, now let's come back to Eugene. Jacobs Gallery, the show that's up right now is called Berman, Spielman, Wade. All guys, some real variation here.
Well,
what'd you think?
The variation was a little unsettling. I like the different artists. They have some kind of theme. They're something that you can pull together. These were three artists who were so extremely different that I had a hard time thinking about their body of work.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be distracted by something else. However, that's just a quibble. Each of the three is an excellent artist in their own right in very different ways.
Right.
I want to give the nod first to the elder in the crowd, who is a Herbert Berman, a New Yorker, who is now from Corvallis, who's in his early 80s. And he is a studio artist in oil. Did you enjoy his work?
Yes. I made note, just a very classical style, still lifes, very calm, rich colors.
But he did some street scenes of Corvallis that just really were very lively.
Mm-hmm.
And he's trying to turn from a New York painter into a Corvallis painter, he said.
Right.
And he honors Avalon Winery and the hot dog stand on 2nd Avenue.
Well, and it was a mix. And some of his street scenes were very, very different.
Mm-hmm.
It reminded me of a street maybe on a crispy early morning where the light is just illuminating the storefronts and very different from his classical style.
I think that's great.
Yeah.
Person gets older and brighter and more lively.
Yeah, wonderful stuff.
I'm in favor of that.
Right.
What did you think about Carrie Wade's interesting furniture?
Well, his kind of earmark is to take water skis.
Yes.
And this sounds very like, huh? Water skis. And makes furniture.
Adirondacks.
Adirondack chairs. He did, there was a table lamp with a cymbal and some. They almost always have part of a ski, maybe just the fin or the turned up the nose part. And then the ones that fascinated me the most was the masks. There were a whole bunch of masks, and he used like the tail fin of the ski as the nose, and then he cuts billiard balls.
Right.
And they were the eyes. And
yes.
They're just funny.
They're very quirky.
Yes,
however, he takes billiard balls and drills holes through them and polishes them and makes these fantastic bracelets.
Yeah, there was a whole rack of bracelets.
Yes.
I figured you would like those.
Those were gorgeous. Yes.
And then last but not least in our list is
Homegrown
Craig
Boy.
Spielman. Yep.
Right.
Taught at the Lane Community College for years and years. In fact, Craig is the first one I took a drawing class from.
Is that right?
Years ago.
Well, he's an LCC graduate, I'm glad to say. In this particular show, he was using the house as a visual motif. He seems to like this really simple, childlike form. And then he seems to think his rhetoric is it serves as a beacon or a place of hope.
Right.
But in reality, he has a cow over one and a dead sheep over another one and a long-legged pig over another. So
yeah, that was a whole,
you know,
I think that was maybe a whole different line of thought. Those were called Midwest moments.
I saw houses, so I thought it was a house theme.
Well, maybe. I'm not sure, but it looks like in the Midwest, they have tornadoes, you know. So the cow and the pig, I think,
were in the air.
We're maybe going for a ride. I'm not sure.
It's funnier now that you explain it.
Yeah, well, that was my take. I'm not sure I'm right, but.
Well, he has wonderful, long, fluid
his drawings.
Strokes. Yeah. He's just a wonderful free spirit in terms of the line.
That's for sure. So this is a show called Berman, Spielman, Wade, currently up at the Jacobs Gallery. It goes through August 18th. This has been Viz City. I'm Terry Way.
I'm Sandy Brown Jensen.